for details.
To see the full inventory, visit GoThompsonChevrolet.com. Or better yet, stop in and let Rick, Dennis, Lee, Travis, and Jughead show you around the lot. Hurry in for auto show deals at Thompson Chevrolet, just north of Ubley on M19.
WLEW Sports Post Game Show. Ubley 40, Deckerville 28. In our WLEW Sports presentation tonight on Sports Radio 102.1 with Clark Ramsey and John Wee, we've heard from Ken Piccolo of the Ubley Bearcats. And now it's time for our turn to talk. Really, it came out, we had three lead changes early in this game. Deckerville actually came out and was leading by 14-10 in the second quarter with 6:45 to go. But then it was all Ubley after that, extending all their lead all the way out to 14 at one point, and final score was by 12, 40-28. Ubley shot 6 for 12 from the free throw line for 50%. Deckerville 1 for 5 for 20%. Leading scorer for both teams, Jonathan Bisher of Ubley with 15, 13 of those coming in the second half. A big game for him off of 7 field goals and 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Kurt Kabosky and Jeff Wright each with 6. Daniel Mirop with 5. Logan Lemke and Jonathan Brandle each with 3, and then Aaron Klama, the sophomore, with 2 points. For the Deckerville Eagles, they were led by Keegan Bowerman with 7. He fouled out halfway through the fourth quarter. Nathan Spatzel had 6, Colton Palmer had 5, Brandon Petula with 4, and then Austin Spatzel, Kurt Fritsch, and Dylan Petulo all with 2 points. John Mooney.
You know, the game, I think, was decided right in the paint, and that's probably where it should be. It was the ability of the Bearcats to go ahead and drive the ball, get foul trouble for the Eagles, and the Eagles could not return the favor. The Eagles only shot how many free throws? Just
5, and none 5. In the first half.
Yeah, and then as far as Ubley was concerned, they were making theirs in the first half and only had to make, 2 in the second half, and that was the game. As far as shooting is concerned from the field, hats off to Ubley Bearcats defense. They limited the Eagles to 24% shooting for the entire game. For the Bearcats, they went 16 for 51, 31%, and that's decent shooting in an enemy gym. So Ubley did earn that victory. They came in here focused and ready to go.
When he came down, Ubley came out of that in that second half, and they really had their mindset made up, and they really followed. They were trying to feed it into Klamath. It was working, and he was, they were getting inside, but Jonathan Bisher came alive. He was at the elbow, he was at that high post, he was at the low post, and whatever he did, it seemed to be working.
And Ubley was finding him. It seems like that it's the forgotten man that all of a sudden just really tears it up, and, you got to cover them all, it seems like. And it's really kind of hard. Your defense is usually geared 5 on their 3. And somehow Jonathan Bisher just went ahead and shook loose, and the Bearcats found him, and he made him pay.
What was impressive for Ubley, they had 37 rebounds, whereas Deckerville had 27. But Ubley had 20 defensive rebounds, 17 offensive rebounds. That's a lot more chances to score the ball and put the ball on the bottom of the basket when it comes down to it.
They're scrappers. That has been the staple for the Ubley Bearcats for since as long as I remember. It's the same style of play. They've never skipped a beat, and they just keep on going after people. I really enjoy that kind of basketball.
I enjoyed watching this game tonight. It was fun from the start. It was back and forth, and it was good to see Ubley get back around to their track.
There was only one time that Deckerville, I thought, could have just kind of broken Ubley. And it was in the first quarter. They seemed to be getting away from them a little bit, and I was kind of wondering if the Ubley kids were kind of thinking, it really doesn't matter. This isn't a league game. But no, not at all. They came back, and then just you couldn't see them after that. They just took right off.
Let's talk about Brandle here for a second. Moved up to varsity for this game and made a huge impression. He was the ball handler for the majority of the game, with Jeffrey Wright kind of going out with a hip injury or thigh injury. He was a sophomore. He saw some sophomore moments a few times, but at the same time, first time on varsity, did a great job.
Well, it wasn't that Deckerville was holding off on him either, because they were pressuring on the defensive end every trip down the floor. And so the kid He really made a good accounting of himself tonight. Jonathan Brandel even came up with 3 points tonight for the cause. I thought he had himself just a fantastic opener on varsity, and hope to see him more.
John, what are your final thoughts from tonight?
It was a good game for both teams. It was a non-league game. You get to go ahead and determine what you got. If this was filmed on both sides, they have some learning opportunities. And like all good teachers, both coaches are. And I'm sure they're going to go over it and help the kids prepare for their next game and move forward.
Just a few housekeeping items here for you before we sign off for the night. Of course, normally the baseline would take place at 7 p.m. on Sundays. However, due to the big game going on this Sunday between Seattle and New England, we will not be broadcasting the baseline. The baseline will return the following Sunday in February at Sundays at 7 p.m. per usual with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, and from the Huron Daily Tribune, Paul P. Adams. Also going on this Saturday in Port Hope, a little bit of a plug here, for the Port Hope Blue Star Alumni Legends Game. Doors open at 5 p.m. and the games start at 6 p.m. It is the all-alumni game. It's girls' games first. The men's games follows second. It's the odd years of graduation versus the even years of graduation. Should be a good time. And all proceeds support the Friends of the Port Hope Depot, the renovating the old railroad depot in Port Hope. That's going on this Saturday, January 31st, 2015, at the Port Hope Gymnasium at the high school. Doors open at 5, and the games start at 6. Yours truly, Clark Ramsey, will be there announcing all the festivities. Tonight's broadcast of Ubley at Deckerville on WLW Sports was brought to you by DS Services of Cass City, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Thumb Sailor, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's, Moore Motor Sales of Carroll, Automotive of Deckerville, Ubley Motor Service, the Stone Insurance Agency, Graf Sandusky, Ubley Family Fitness, and Smigalski Funeral Homes of Ubley and Minda City, as well as Thompson Chevrolet. Cellular internet services for this broadcast were provided by Thumb Sailor on their Talk of the Thumb. Clark Ramsey and John Mooney back in the studio pushing all the buttons. That would be Jay Lake, the greatest lake of all. And you will be able to join us for our next broadcast, which will be in about
Friday. It'll be February 6th, Sandusky. At Harbor Beach.
It should be a good one. It's coming home for Harbor Beach next Friday on the WLEW Sports Network, as apparently we need to leave. They just turned the lights out on us here from Deckerville, Michigan. Final score, Ubley 40, Deckerville 28 on the WLEW Sports Network, your hardwood home for high school hoops. Join us next Friday, February 6th. A little bit of a break for us midseason. On behalf of John Mooney, in-game analysis, I'm Clark Ramsey. We hope you enjoyed tonight's broadcast. We'll see you next time. Stay warm, folks.